Radio Daily for Not Monday, which is a good thing for any and every person that is involved. It is the 14th of May, which makes it the Ides of May Eve. I know not every month has the Ides. I know that word. Anyway, hi. We are the fine folks that you know from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of places like that. The folks bringing it to you today with a man who's back after a weekend of action and learning new things. That there is podcasting Fritz Siegfried.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Hey, if it gets that deal, come on, someone syndicate us. You know that. Hi there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Why am I so amazing?
I don't know. One day, scientists will figure that out. What happened on this fine, fantastical day, sir?
In 1856, Charles Darwin begins writing the book The Origin of Species at his home in Down, England.
It was so soft. 1921, the silent film The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, directed by Robert Wien, is released to Japanese theaters, and it blew their minds.
1932, the first electrical timing device is tested at a track meet for three events between Columbia University and Syracuse University at Columbia's Baker Field in New York City.
1935, the Griffith Planetarium opens in Los Angeles, California, IA.
That's the one that shows up in all the movies, right?
Yes, all the time, especially in Bowfinger.
Yeah. They were keeping their eye out for Chubby Rain. In 1939, Lena Medina becomes the world's youngest confirmed mother in medical history at the age of five.
Okay. 1963, CBS uses a laser light beam link to transmit a network television program for the first time anywhere.
1973, the United States launches Skylab 1, its first manned space station.
1990, the final episode of the sci-fi series War of the Worlds, The Obelisk, first airs.
1992, Federal District Court Judge Fern Smith dismisses the remaining charges brought by Atari against Nintendo based on a jury's finding that Atari did not financially suffer from Nintendo's licensing practices. It was, in fact, the E.T. game.
1993, Gleason Sackman establishes the Net Happenings listserv to distribute announcements about the latest internet resources, one of the first internet newsletters to gain widespread popularity, which is why you still subscribe.
1998, Ziff Davis announces plans to launch a 24-hour cable channel dedicated to information technology programming called ZDTV.
You die with ZDTV. Okay, no. 2005, Nintendo opens its first retail store, Nintendo World, in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center in New York City. Birthdays?
Miranda Cosgrove, 26 years old, from School of Rock, Drake and Josh, The Seeker, The Dark is Rising, Despicable Me. She was on the revolutionary, way too ahead of its time sitcom starring Patrick Warburton and the mom from Grounded for Life called Crowded.
Nice.
But of course, many of us first got to know her from Ickerly.
Aw. Mark Zuckerberg is 35, co-founded Russian hacking, Facebook.
Pranev Mistry, 38, invented the gesture-based wearable computer, Sixth Sense.
You know, we're still easy. Kate Blanchett is 50 from The Talented Mr. Ripley, Lord of the Rings, Hot Fuzz, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Thor Ragnarok, and Ocean's 8.
Fun fact about her, you can actually speak to the dead through her.
Ooh.
You've got to put your fingers on her. Fab Morvan, 53, he's either Millie or Vanilli. I'm not sure, but he is one
Millie?
Half of the band.
I think I am Millie. No, you're Vanilli. Danny Houston is 57 from Children of Men, 30 Days of Night, X-Men Origins Wolverine, Clash of the Titans, that's the new one, and Wonder Woman.
Tim Roth, 58 years old. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Four Rooms, brilliant in Four Rooms. Okay, we have to mention Burton's Planet of the Apes. Yeah. Incredible Hulk was great in Hardcore Henry. I loved him in Lie to Me. Man, he's so good.
Walter Day is 70 years of age, an American game designer and businessman, founded, of course, Twin Galaxies.
We salute you and all the information you track, sir. Francesca Anise, 74, from Krull, Dune, Under, The, Cherry. Oh, no, that's one whole one. I just assume she only did one word title.
George Lucas is 75, brought us the Star Wars movies, THX 1138, and, of course, the first Marvel movie ever, Howard the Duck.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, but I was actually planning on bringing in Howard the Duck into Star Wars, but I couldn't quite get the licensing right, so, you know, I gave the world Jar Jar.
Born this day no longer with us, 1921, Richard Deacon from Them, This Island Earth, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Birds and Piranha, basically everything that has informed things we watch now.
1929, Henry McGee from the original The Italian Job, Revenge of the Pink Panther, and of course, The Straight Man for Benny Hill.
Oh, see, the way that music started, I was kind of hoping it was
right.
The Yakety Sax.
Yeah, it should have been.
CBS has NCIS, FBI, and NCIS. No.
ABC, New American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Bless This Mess, and the iconic Woodstock Festival is explored, which includes how its 3 days of peace and music almost resulted in a tragic failure. Brown Acid! On a new 1969.
NBC has The Village, The Voice, and The New Amsterdam.
NBC MasterChef Junior, Rob Lowe, host Mental Samurai. It's a class act.
CW has a new Flash, and Echo, the Bunnymen, Bellamy, and Octavia stumble upon a new threat while conducting a mission to retrieve the transport ship on a new The 100.
Freeform, the Scarlet email hack brings back memories of Jane and Jacqueline's first meeting 4 years ago, which reminds them together they can overcome anything on The Bold Type.
I'm assuming the email hack was changing everything to wingdings.
Yep.
AMC has escape plan.
FX, X-Men Apocalypse, and a new Fosse for Dawn.
You know, a good double feature there. FXX, Simpsons, Homer and a Puck, the sweetest Apu, exit through the Quickie Mart.
Sure, why not? FXM is showing The Other Woman.
IFC has Rocky 3, then Rocky 4, so one of those is the best of the Rocky movies.
And one has a robot. The Paramount Network is showing Temple of Doom,
Kalimoff and Rudy World.
The movie that started the franchise chronologically.
Yep.
Sci-fi has John Carter.
TBS, someone in the neighborhood threatens Josh and levies a tax on the food truck on a new The Last OG, but we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A single mother's excited for another opportunity at love when she is set up with a charming professor. But as their romance begins to develop, she begins to question if he's actually the tragic widower he claims to be. Amber Goldfarb and Damon Runyon star in My Mother's Killer Boyfriend.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Sonny writes a press release with a made-up word in it because he can't think of a synonym for increase. Will gets bothered when Abby believes that the word is real, then loses his mind when it starts spreading throughout the media. Abby gets back to her roots as the queen of romance by helping Stefan propose to Gabby. But he picks a not quite appropriate time to do it as she's in the middle of arriving. I'll have what she's having though. Abby realizes her friendship with Hope is lacking because she's self-absorbed and Hope don't like to share things about herself. So they have a girls' night to get to know each other a little bit better. Then Gabby accepts Stefan's proposal when she can actually pay attention to it. She took Abby's advice to always look at who's talking. Hashtag Chabby forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, there's not, but that's okay, because when it's a new week, people are always trying to go, oh my God, what kind of twisted clues is he dropping this week to tell us where Chad and Abby are? Well, if you figure that out, or if you saw Courtney's delightful performance at her talent show, drop us a note and tell us all about it. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course, you could drop a voicemail to the magical number of
510-GRD-CROW.
Then lay it, I tell you. Lay it.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Carwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors, infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.
Radio friends and enemies, this is Geek Radio Daily Geek Radio Show.
You certainly are, and we always love that you do. You know what else we love?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you probably do. What's going to be added to the collection, sir?
Well, on our TV aisle, we've got The Adventures of Robin Hood, the complete series.
And Power, Season 5, Power!
From our classic TV on DVD aisle, we've got Petticoat Junction, the complete.
There's Uncle Joe, he's moving mighty slow at the junction. Petticoat, The Shield, the complete series.
Ah, that was so good. That's the show that brought in Gritty TV. We've also got The Lone Ranger season 1 and 2, when Gritty wasn't a thing.
See, I was going to say that is Gritty. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, the complete series. The edgy, gritty Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
I want to watch that. Must be anime based on title alone. We've got Guilty Crown, the complete series.
That could be a sequel to Downton Abbey. From our re-release department, we have Link about like a killer monkey guy.
We've also got Field of Dreams.
Anaconda.
We have A Star is Born.
We also have A Star is Born.
And we also have A Star is Born.
Weird.
That's right. Three different versions have been re-released.
Funny Games, the Criterion Collection.
And something I want to see, Invasion of the B-Girls.
Roger Ebert called that a guilty pleasure of his, so yes. From our needless sequel department, we have Backdraft 2. Backdraftier.
Backdraftier. I like it. From our regular movies section, we've got American Exit. Da-da-da-da-da.
The Jinx.
From the executive producers of Insidious. Boo!
Ah! We also have Life, like
Pocket Man and Cargo Boy. I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't either. Fighting with My Family is also really about the square ring and not just your home life.
That's true. I really want to see that one. I hear it's great. We've also got Happy Death Day to You, or I'm sorry, Happy Death Day 2, colon, you.
But we're getting to the story of a crack scientist who aligns with the Axis of Evil to bring down the USA with an EMP blast, toxic zombification gas, and unleashing the ultimate undead killing monstrosity, the Z-Rex, when a hot-wired militia squad and a crew of college hipsters are thrown together to do something about it. Chaotic Predator Thunder action runs amok. Matt Block and Cooper Elliott star in Jurassic Dead.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So a rumor kind of took fire like a certain city in the Seven Kingdoms about a new Matrix movie.
Whoa, 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 spoilers. But if I remember the plot, they're going to re-release the first film in the Matrix series, right?
Sure. To nip part of the rumor, Lana and Lily Wachowski, the Wachowski sisters, the filmmakers behind the Matrix trilogy, are not actually involved with the reboot in development after all.
I hope that means they're busy with another Speed Racer flick.
Hell yeah. The rumor happened because John Wick director Chad Stahelski, whose name I can never say right, said, "I'm happy that the Wachowskis are not just doing a Matrix, but expanding what we all love." But a statement was published saying that he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Now, he was a stunt coordinator on the Matrix, but he was speaking hypothetically. When he said that he would be happy to return as a stunt coordinator for another Matrix film, it's unclear whether this film is a sequel, a Morpheus-centric prequel, live-action reuse of the best parts of the Animatrix.
Maybe it's a prequel about the first time Cypher had stage.
Ooh, and before you start your grumbling, I can send you the list of what to watch in the proper order for the films to really pay off for you. Because remember, what happened, happened, and couldn't have happened any other way.
Streamers, like other humans who, for some reason, choose not to spend most of their lives recreating Jenny Cam, have to eat.
This just in, podcasting's Rich Siegfried eats food. Film at 11.
Dude, if I could make money of just watching me eat, I'd sell myself for that. Most streamers, though, have a snack or 5-course meals while streaming, which makes viewers feel like they're watching a regular person go about their daily routine.
Ah, so your Jenny Cam line was clever then. Nice.
However, for Twitch's headband-wearing money king, Tyler Ninja Blevins, eating became a problem earlier this week due to Ramadan. Bruh, said one viewer in chat, I'm fasting. Others chimed in with similar messages shortly after. Now, Ramadan is a Muslim holiday that celebrates the first revelation of the Quran to Muhammad. It lasts a month, this year running from May 6th to June 3rd, and includes a daily fast from dawn until sunset. It's no cakewalk.
Dude, people are fasting!
That was insensitive, I apologize. But when Ninja started eating on stream on the first day of Ramadan, Muslim viewers couldn't help but hear their tummies growl. Moments after the messages began to pour in, Ninja turned off his face cam, leaving only Fortnite on screen. Sorry to the people who are doing Ramadan, he said. I'll make sure to hide my screen when I eat for the rest of Ramadan. So far, he's kept it up. He even went further when fellow celebrity streamers Dennis FaZe Cloak Cloxy Lepore and Benjamin Dr. Lupo asked him what he was eating. With his face cam off, Ninja refused to answer their questions. Don't want to talk about it, said Ninja. Dude, Ramadan is going on right now. I don't want to talk about food. It's why I'm hiding my cam. Now, he's received a flood of support from Muslim fans for the gesture, with people in chat and on Twitter thanking him profusely.
How much money is he going to make when he has his first product eaten back on cam when this is over?
Ooh. In fairness, Ninja's track record isn't spotless. When he was younger, he would get, well, let's call it animated on stream, hence the Ninja's Hyper meme. In fact, you say it three times, he shows up. But he also once rapped a slur, for which he apologized, and controversially refused to stream with women.
Wait, he's Mike Pence?
Well, that was to keep gossip blogs from inferring things about people he's played with, but he still handled it wrong. But he is continuing to learn. But still, this is a nice moment of growth for him and inclusion for a not often represented group of gamers. Though it does sound weird to hear him chewing. It's currently louder than his damn spacebar.
Speaking of food, soon you can get some from a long time ago.
Have they finally recreated dinos so I can have a brontosaurus burger?
No. They're from a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, every time I try to make blue milk, I only can get it to green, and then it makes my tummy feel funny.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens later this month, and while most people will be standing in line waiting to ride Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, others will be throwing their monies at various stores with tons of exclusive goods and collectibles.
I want a Jar Jar Sith Lord plushie.
Another option has entered the scene. Disney's just revealed what you're going to be snacking on as you wait from Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo, Oga's Cantina, and the Black Spire Outpost Marketplace. You'll find complete meals at Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo. There's Tug's Grub.
I didn't think they'd do that at Disney.
No, it's a traveling diner for diners traveling, run by Chef Astrono Cookie Tugs. The chef is said to be in high demand for his skills in the kitchen.
Oh, that's his name. Gotcha.
The Black Spire Outpost on Batu, a remote planet, specializes in farm-to-table-style whole foods with cooking traditions that have been passed down from generation to generation.
So I can get smoked kadu ribs and fried andorian and tip-yip?
Yes, you actually can! And there will be vegetarian options for your friend who requires them.
Certainly not Ewoks, that's for damn sure. Bloodthirsty bastards.
If you are ready to party, there are drinks as well, like the Bloody Rancor, vodka, chili liqueur, spicy Bloody Mary mixed, and a Rancor bone.
Bad to the Rancor bone.
Try a fuzzy Tauntaun, Jedi Mind Trick, and the Outer Rim.
Whoa, I thought they didn't have Bordellos there.
No, dude, that's a drink.
No, dude, you never go Outer Rim to mouth.
You're such a prude. Galaxy's Edge is doing its best to put you as much into the Star Wars universe as you can possibly get. So if nothing else, kick back with a nice tall glass of blue milk, because they have Banthas, but watch out for those guys with a death sentence in 12 systems.
In an interesting event in Knox County, the mayor put someone through a table.
Is this how debates are going to work now?
God, I wish. Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs was the iconic Kane for many years in the WWE, and also a former dentist, and still makes appearances from time to time. Jacobs, a Republican who was elected as mayor of the Tennessee County in 2018, delivered the opening remarks at the National Association of Sports Commission Symposium at the Knoxville Convention Center Tuesday. As Jacobs welcomed the crowd and spoke about Knox County, he was interrupted by a man dressed as an event staffer. "You know who I am, right?" Jacobs said as the man tried to get him off stage. "Yeah, I'm mayor, but that's not all.
I'm a dancer!"
Suddenly, the lights turned red and Kane's WWE theme music began playing.
Told you.
Jacobs donned his Kane mask and proceeded to chokeslam the man through a nearby table. "So I was saying," Jacobs said after removing his mask, to conclude the humorous skit, "Welcome to Knox County. I hope you have a wonderful time, and I expect to see you back here very soon." He looked back at the table, back at the microphone, and said, "Or else."
That's either a good way to help tourism.
Jacobs made his last appearance in WWE on November 2018, losing a tag match alongside his storyline brother, The Undertaker, to D-Generation X. In a video published by WWE in April, Jacobs said he would not rule out a return to the squared circle.
Sadly, his press secretary will not be Mean Gene Okerlund.
True. But I think you're onto something earlier. Just imagine the promos these politicians could do.
"I'm going to see you at Madison Square Garden for the U.S. Rumble. They love me at MSG. I once tried to buy it, but I realized I couldn't put my name on it. Once I eliminate all the luchadors, I'm coming for you, Bigly."
"Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I may be old, but I'm the only thing here. But the only thing I'm tired of is the upper class skating by. Once I'm done with you in the squared circle, there's only going to be 1% left of you, jabroni."
Ah, political jokes. We're awesome.
A previously extinct bird species has evolved back into existence again.
Oh, it's the bird that never ends.
It just goes on and on.
The Aldabra, the white-throated rail, a flightless bird that lives on the Aldabra Atoll in the Indian Ocean, has effectively birthed itself twice after going extinct some 136,000 years ago. Researchers at the University of Portsmouth and Cumberland House Natural History Museum call this iterative evolution, the repeated evolution of similar or parallel structures from the same ancestor, but at different times, which we better know as...
Life, finds a way.
During frequent population bursts, the chicken-sized critters attempted to migrate away from their native Madagascar, many drowning in the vast ocean or being eaten by hungry animals. Chomp, chomp, chomp. The smart ones headed east, though, landing on local ocean islands like Mauritius, Reunion, and Aldabra, a ring-shaped coral atoll that formed about 400,000 years ago. But without predators, they lost their ability to fly. So, when the sea came up and flooded the place, they pretty much got all wiped out. Researchers studied fossil evidence from 100,000 years ago when the sea levels fell during the subsequent ice age and the atoll was recolonized by the birds. Spoiler alert, one species from Madagascar gave rise to two different species of flightless rail on Aldabra in the space of a few thousand years. Now that they are back, they're going to show you why they are really foul. GRD is Lies of the Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not works, 96.3.0 Lies, can check us on Facebook and on Twitter, stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
The birds may be back, but that joke will always return as well.
The birds are back in town. The birds are back in town. Drop us a note, which please. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send us a voicemail.
510-GRD-CROW.
Send us guesses. Tell us all about Courtney's performance. Tell us anything you want to. And, yeah, tell me why you think I'm wrong and that the fact that Daenerys did not have a sudden character shift. It's always been there. Come fight me, bro.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
It seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Good night, suckers.
It must be indicative of something besides the redistribution of wealth.
Heads.
A weaker man might be moved to re-examine his faith. If in nothing else, at least in the law of probability.
Heads.
Consider. One. Probability is a factor which operates within natural forces. Two. Probability is not operating as a factor. Three. We are now held within supernatural forces. Discuss.
What?
Look at it this way. The law of averages, if I've got this right, means that if six monkeys were thrown up in the air long enough, they would land on their tails about as often as they would land on their
heads. Getting a bit of a bore, isn't it?
A bore?
Well,
what about the suspense?
What suspense?
It must be the law of diminishing returns. I feel the spell about to be broken. Well, it was an even chance.